without exception, we have determined our strategy in fighting this deadly virus, which is becoming widespread, to be one of containment. Our goal is to care for the afflicted, protect healthcare workers, and ensure that we achieve a no new case situation in our country.
The government also is saying that certain communities are being quarantined. What are the communities that are being quarantined and why?
We are looking at areas where the incidence is high, the risk of spread is also high, and so we want to quarantine those areas and provide the needed food and medical support in those communities to reduce the risk of movement of people by which this disease, it is now confirmed, is being spread. When the president talks about marketplaces, she's talking about border areas, including Foya, Bow Waterfly, and others that hold traditional market days where people come from either side to congregate in one place and to sell their wares. These have been known to also further the risk of spread.
Let me say, Mr. Minister, I read a local media report criticizing the government or the Ministry of Health as not being prepared for this, the number of deaths from this Ebola virus. One report says that there are even dead bodies around the city or around in Liberia that are not being picked up.
First of all, experts have confirmed that this outbreak and the rapidity of the spread, including to populated centers like Monrovia and parts of Lofa, is unprecedented. This has never happened, and therefore, certainly no government could have been prepared to deal with the sheer size of the problem. That is why we are making an international appeal for assistance.
What does your government need at this moment?
Well, we need everything. We need PPEs, that's the personal protection equipment. We need gloves. We need medical supplies. We need experts. This is a rare disease. There are very few experts. But we need clinicians. We need sanitation experts. We need healthcare workers.
If the president is not coming, is Liberia sending any delegation to the U.S.-Africa summit?
Absolutely. We consider that summit extremely important, not just for Liberia, but for the continent and our continued excellent relationship between the United States and ourselves. And so the vice president will lead a small delegation of ministers whose presence will be absolutely necessary.